Blog Talk Radio.
This is your host, Tamara L. Thank you for tuning in to State of the Nationals with Kush Day and Sundiata L. Voicing from Mecca, whom will discuss a myriad of principles pertaining to nationality. Now, Facebook has created many of friends and foes. Now, after watching and listening to the many of lectures of their personal platforms, you know, I thought these brothers were definitely worth bringing on to speak to the Nationals, and I would like to say that we're actually, yes, created a kinship here as we're all striving for national principles to be at the forefront of our lives. Now, with that being said, we'd like to just go ahead and bring on Kush Day and Sundiata L. You know, we had some technical difficulties earlier, so hopefully we can go ahead and get them on the call and get started so we can talk about these national principles here that, you know, that are going on throughout Amexum. Right, so just waiting for them to be able to come into the call.
Freedom!
Artless I.O.
Freedom!
It's all for you.
It's all for you. Freedom!
Keep your ear to the ground.
We're talking about the freedom!
It's the best show in town.
Best show in town. Freedom!
Music licensing reimagined.
All right, here we go. All right, good evening. Do I have Kush Day and Sundiata L?
Peace, peace.
Peace, brother. Thank you. Oh my God, this thing is acting crazy today. You know. And, it's crazy because every time that it's going to be a hot topic, and I know you're probably going to burn up the airwaves, it always have a hard time disconnecting.
Yeah, you know, they always going to have some technical difficulties in that. They can't stop it, though.
Yes, I was like, oh, not again. I was like, happens random. But every time I know that the airway is about to be blazing, it always, the connection is always acting funny. But I want to thank you for taking the invitation to speak to the Nationals this evening. As I said earlier, you know, on Facebook, I watch a myriad of lectures that you give, the information that you're providing regarding nationality and national principles. What I want to do tonight, because I know I want you both to introduce yourself, who you are, where your domicile is located at this time, and then we can get started with these hot topics.
Well, talk to them. Go ahead, talk to me.
Well, I'm Sundiata L, and I got into this a few years ago. I ain't say I'm all the way studied, but I'm studied, though, you know, because Kush Day, he keep me on point. He the one introduced me to it. To Beer Bay, he the one introduced me to it. To Ross Tariq Day, so I want to give a shout-out to all them, even Bruce Bay. So them all. As far as me saying that, them are the people that's above me. You know, I would say that's kind of above me, and that's who I look up to. So, and a person of your caliber, too. So,
oh, I'm a novice. I'm learning from everybody, and that's the beauty. That's why I wanted to create this radio show, so we all can be able to have a voice and speak to one another, you know, from novice all the way to our experts. because we're all teachers, you know. Once we all want to stand up and be heard, you know, we all can teach someone something along the way. So that's what Speak to the Nationals is about, and I definitely want you to be able to do that this evening. So, Kush Day, give us a little information about yourself.
You know, you know what I'm saying, Brother Kush, you know, straight out of the Mecca, Chicago. You know what I'm saying? I've been, yeah, because we kick, hold up, time, we kicking, we doing a simultaneous cast off right now. We doing a live, and we doing a live right now on the phone and on this phone.
Okay,
you know, so,
all right.
Kick it off, yeah.
Well, let's
kick it
let's
off.
Get to it. Let's, what I want to do tonight, I want to just do something organic. Let's just do something organic, freestyle, and let's go from there. I know the last time we spoke, and I said, well, you know, let's talk. What topics are we going to talk about? So I just wrote down some topics like voting. I know that's one of the hot topics going on now, religion, race, things of that nature. So let's just get into those topics for this evening and pertaining to nationality. So I know the last time we spoke, we left off, we was talking about voting. And so with that being, you know, one of the four issues, right, topics now, let's just get into that, your understanding about voting.
Okay, cool. So you know that song by Jay-Z, Meek Mill, Rick Ross? You know that song? What's
Which
free?
One? Oh, okay.
That song
called
What's Free. So basically, when Jay-Z spit his bars, like the first bars he was talking about, he was like America with a home with a black sign slave. He'd be like, I believe 3/5 is the phrase. He really dropped the whole game right there, because if our people still classify themselves as black, colored, African-American, and ETC, you don't have rights to vote. You don't have rights to vote because you're not looked at as a 5 out of 5. You a three out of five. You're not even a whole person.
Considered a subspecies.
You feel me? So if you don't even have your 5 components of a natural being together, you're not even, how can your vote count? And you're going to cast a vote into a de facto system. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because it's a cat.
I definitely understand that. And but let's put this in a way that the most let's just say the most unconscious sleeping person who think they are well versed and knowledgeable because they are they have their voting card, they have their they've been voting all their life, you know. Democrat, Republican, so that's all they know. And then then someone such as yourself come along, and you're telling them that they're not a whole person. They're not one complete unit in their national standing.
Right.
How is that going to we got to get that in their memory. We got to get that in their mind so they can have full understanding of that.
Okay, no problem. Well, The human being is made up of 5 different components. You know, you got nationality, you got your creed, you know, you got your soul. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if the first thing that has to be established is status. The main thing that our people need to get in their head right now is if you're deeming classifying yourself as a colored person, we look up in the law dictionary. We got books on the table too, Tamara.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, we got law books on the table. So if you classifying yourself, I'm gonna come straight out of the book. No chasing.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Colored. Black's Law Dictionary, book reference. Colored means it's a common usage in America. This term in such phrases as colored person, the colored race, colored man, African American, Latino, Indian, right, is used to designate Negroes or persons of color of African race, including all persons of mixed blood descended from Negro ancestry. All right, now the key part to that whole entire definition of colored is it has been held that there is no legal no legal technical signification to the phrase quote-unquote colored person, which the courts are bound judicially to know. So that means if you don't even have your self-identification, your status together, you're not even looked at as a human being to put a vote up. Big facts.
So when I came into understanding nationality, you know, it was through, I would humbly say, Grand Sheikh Taj Tariq Bey. I actually went to a forum that they were having called Awakening Mind, and House of Reawakening Minds, and it was a Sunday forum. And the first, after that event, he said, "What do you know about nationality?" And I looked at him like literally crazy, because I'm like, "What is this man talking about?" You know, you know, I'm sitting here. I think I know it all because I have all these degrees. And you know, what is he talking about, nationality? Because I'm thinking to myself, I never even, you know, you think you got all these degrees and you'd have never even heard of nationality. In that, when someone come to you like that, you know, so you have people who think that they're in a system that is their system. It's their government. It's their, you know, the laws are there for them. And then you have people such as yourself, Sunday Otto, Grand Sheikh Taj Tariq Bey, come along and say, you need to look at this. You need to look at nationality. You know, what are some of the, you know, headways that you're making in Mecca on the airways that you're trying to really bring home regarding the understanding of nationality and the principles of that?
Well, to understand your nationality, you got to know where you came from. And to know where you came from, you got to honor your ancestors. And by that way, if you go to out in the street and the highways and the byways, and you ask one of our people, "Oh, what do they know about their history?" They can't give you nothing.
But slavery.
They're gonna talk about slavery. They're gonna talk about African American. They're gonna talk about black, like you said. They're gonna talk about color.
Right.
So we can't even get into law now. Because law governs all things, and when you think about that, law governs all things. You talking about you got to go back to your ancestors or what your ancestors taught you, because your ancestors knew law, and they obeyed the law because they wrote the law.
Facts.
So now you got to find out what's your nationality and how that connects with law.
Because it's really simple though. Because, like, I hear Grand Sheikh Taj Tariq Bey, peace to Grand Sheikh Taj Tariq Bey. Peace and love to all the Moors.
Peace and love. Can y'all hear us?
So, like, we talk about nationality, just think of it like a simplistic kind of way. Like it don't even have to be complicated. If you're looking at it like you break the word down, like the root word, national, the root word of national is nation. So you would say, what nation do you belong to?
Right.
Just like you do, you know, we grew up, we did the flag, one nation under God and all that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you just bring it back to, you know, you bring it back to a nation. If we're a nation, what is Africa America? You feel me? Like, if I told you, Tamara, like, I got an all-expense-paid trip right now, right? And you would be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, say I'm pretending I'm asking you that shit right now, like, "Yo, Tim, I got an all expense paid trip. You want to go?"
Where are we going? We're gonna go to Africa, America. Where is that?
Exactly.
Where's Africa, America?
Where's color?
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I told you I got an all expense paid trip to go to China, you know the people there. You know the nation that's there. You know the culture that's there. Or if I say we're going to go to Spain, Andalusia or something, or we're going to go to Russia, Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
When I say these things, it automatically registers in your mind like, okay, well, he talking about or she talking about a land. So on that land, they must be a people there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't hear Asian people calling themselves yellow people. They don't like that at all.
Asian American.
They don't like that at all.
Jesus. Have you ever heard of somebody say Asian American?
No,
because
at all.
They giving their honor to their nation.
Yeah, their allegiance.
Their allegiance, yeah.
They giving their allegiance to where they come from.
Where they come from. They ain't gonna say I'm Chinese American.
They gonna say I'm Chinese.
They gonna say I'm Chinese.
Or I'm Korean.
Right.
You feel me? They gonna talk like that. That's the key. That's one of the key things that we could change right now. Just our language out of our mouth.
But
you know what I'm saying?
But the celebrities, they brainwashing our people by coming out here saying all these terms.
Absolutely.
You know, saying all black, democracy, it's a democracy.
Yeah.
We colored. You done heard all these phrases. We Democrats, and we, and if you go look up in history, you know, you'll find this stuff out for yourself. What's the real
there
truth?
There is no such thing as a democracy in North American Republic.
Now, as just brothers in Mecca, as young nobles in Mecca, what are some challenges that you are come up against, or some things that you would like to just be able to, because you know Mecca is a forerunner of nationality and you know standing strong and trying to get the word out. What, and then you see another side of Mecca. You see that side of disunity and disjointment and things of that nature. As young brothers in this movement, what are some things that your goal is in this movement?
The goal is liberation.
Mm-hmm.
That's the goal. The goal is liberation, decolonization, and nationalization. That's the goal, because there is no other solution. Noble Drew Ali was on the scene in the 1920s. He dropped the solutions down. Like, we ain't got to reinvent the wheel.
That's correct.
You know what I mean? We ain't got to reinvent the wheel. The wheel has already been put in place. It's already spinning around in the cosmos. All we got to do is get on the damn bike and ride that. You know what I'm saying? Ride that shit.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we got to do.
Absolutely.
Get on the bike and start to pedal.
And start pedaling, man.
And that's what our people don't do. They scared to go in the books. They don't want to go in the books.
Yeah, they looking at the books like COVID-19.
Yeah.
Shit.
And that's and you said the problem, that's one of that's one of the problems that we face.
Oh, it's the white man's book.
Yeah, it's the white, everything in the white man's book.
Whole time, we are the white, free white person.
Whole time, the Constitution is wrote in Arabic.
We are the free white persons, man. That's like one of the main things, though, Tama. Like, I'm speaking for myself, what I see, one of the main things is, like, our people...
So,
like, spirit is, like, broken to it. Not even broken, but I say, like, it's just, like, beat up. So, you know how motherfuckers be like, you know what I'm saying? They'll tell themselves they can't do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They tell themselves they can't do it. So our people then went through so many different abuses, Stockholm Syndrome, where we, like, as a collective, like, there can't be no other way. Like, we got to struggle. Like, we too comfortable talking about struggling instead of talking about we don't have to struggle no more.
Mm-hmm.
The solutions is already here. Get your ass up. Declare your nationality.
Exactly.
And stop complaining. Lazarus, get up. Stop complaining. Nationalize. Meet up with other Moors and build.
Yeah.
We ain't got to do nothing else.
And know thyself. If you know thyself, You wouldn't be putting all these violations on yourself.
Yeah.
You violating yourself.
Well, people, man, like in the shy, shit, it's like you got more that know, but it's like they not going to talk about it because they compromise. You know what I'm saying?
I find that to be quite difficult. It become a delicate balance. It's like you definitely want to run in and try to free. You want to have that Harriet Tubman type mentality. You want to try to free as many as you can, but then it becomes you feel like you're fighting with, you know, your loved ones and your kin folks, and then you don't want to get to that point where you isolate yourself away. Because it's like, wow, you know, I still love you and I still want to try to help you, but I don't want to hurt myself in the process of trying to help you to be liberated into this understanding. you know.
So
that's some of the things that I see myself, you know, in this movement. It's just being able to just even tap into your kinfolk. Now, you mentioned also being comfortable. You mentioned religion, you know, and I know Mecca is a huge, very large congregation of Nation of Islam and all different types of sects of different religion and thoughts and things of that nature. Now, let's talk about that topic, religion, as far as understanding nationality and religion. Let's talk about that.
Okay, let's talk about it. See, people don't even know. I ain't going to say that. I'm going to say people think that because of you know, because of miseducation system or John D. Rockefeller, the school system, you know, the crazy shit is we can admit out our mouth that we've been miseducated. But at the second breath, be like, nah, I don't want to, I'm comfortable where I'm at, so I'm just going to stick with this.
Yeah. Lord, don't take over.
So Jesus. Take the wheel.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Yeah, being Jesus. You know what I'm saying?
Take the wheel.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Lord's going to handle it for me.
Right.
And no then, works with it.
You ain't put no work in.
You ain't put no work in.
And then you think you got.
You like, think some gift going to fall out the
that
sky.
That ain't even like common, using your common sense, though. If you don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you wanted to go out of the Bible.
They God sellers.
The Bible even tell you right there in the scripture. The Bible tell you in the scriptures, faith without works is dead.
Yeah, that's true.
So if you got these quote unquote Bible thumpers and scripture quoters, you know
John 3:16.
They quote all the wrong scriptures.
John 3:16 all day.
They ain't quoting the right scriptures. They quote the scripture Pastor Johnson them and
they don't even know what that scripture talking about.
Reverend Davis and everybody told them, and it's like religion is caused so much confusion and fear. Because all they know is what they didn't got told instead of investigating on their own. You know what I mean?
And in the same breath, go, you know, you marry a homosexual, which is against the Bible.
I mean, they speaking about that in the Quran, and they speaking about that in the Bible.
You marrying.
Except against.
You marrying a homosexual, right?
How the pastor doing that?
You transgressing against God.
So you saying you a pastor, but then you marrying people against what you supposed to be preaching every Sunday.
You going in gay and coming out gay.
So how the eyes of you see the confusion?
See the confusion.
If the pastor supposed to be a beacon in the neighborhood, but he or she so confused because they taking that bread. So they like, oh, okay, well, I don't want to get my church shut down because it's a 501c3, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to go ahead and start marrying homosexuals inside my church. You fucked up right there.
Boom.
Yeah, that happens
Boom.
All the time. It happens all the time.
Exactly. And then our babies in there with these pedophiles.
Exactly.
Now, you know, you have also, you know, what I see as well is you have people that may view and look at Morris Science Temple as another church because, you know, a lot of times it can become confusing because if, you know, on one side you see it's like you'll see the side of a reverse church operating and then you don't see the national principles and civics function that should occur with the nationals that are out here that are being violated, so you don't see the workings of the civics of the nationality.
Right.
Then, so how would you define and help one to see and understand what they're seeing? Because when I will be honest, when I started being unfold about nationality, and then. By me, I guess I'm in a better position because I'm so close to Grand Sheikh Taj Tariq Bey, Abdullah El Talib Mosey Bey. So I see more of the civic side in the operation of law, I went to a temple, and when I went to a temple, I thought I walked into a church, and that threw me completely off. So. As we're liberating and in this movement and teaching people, and then you have conscious Moors that are waking up, and then they was could see that same thing, and that could be a little confusing. So what would you say?
Sure.
How would you try to help bring the understanding of that? Because that is there. See a reverse side of that. How do you guys handle that?
I look at it like this. The creed is okay. The creed is good for, you know, it's good to read the creed.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is to focus on the law. You know what I'm saying? The law of the land, and teach our people about civics and law and the science of government. First, we got to get that down pat, and then we can go into the creed and we can talk about the creed, because the creed is ain't nothing but the religion part, right?
The creed, people get caught up in the creed because that's all they know. You know what I'm saying?
The religion.
All they know is what they've been hearing their whole life. Like even myself, shit. Like when I was growing up, we went to my grandma's them house. You know what I'm saying? So grandma them, she did the service, you know, and then we did what we did, but it was more so like a ritual. Like people, from what I see, Tamara, like people just do it for a ritual. They don't even really know why they're doing it.
Right.
If you ask a lot of people why they go to church, they just do it because their mama them told them to go. You know what I'm saying? Their grandma them told them to go. So you gonna go. I mean, you ain't finna say no to your mama or your daddy or your grandma. So a lot of people, including myself, have been in a position where growing up, like, it was more so of a, I just did it because I got told to do it instead of me knowing why I was doing it. You know, so in order to correct that way of thinking, we got to come to the realization, like, the shit not working, all right? The shit ain't working. Everything that we got told going to church, if you come outside that building, the building might be nice and all that, but you come outside the building, your motherfucking cousin might get killed tomorrow, and he was with you singing in the choir or going to church with you, or your auntie or somebody might get, you know, something tragic, and then you asking yourself, like, man, God, why'd you do that? You know, and then when you go back and ask the pastor, like, man, well, why did this happen? More than likely, the pastor going to tell you some bullshit.
You need to pray on him.
You know?
You going to say some shit like that.
And that happened to me. Like, I'm asking the pastor questions before, and
some
they didn't have no answers. They ain't got no solutions.
Real solutions. They going to tell you to leave it up to God.
Right. More science is full of solutions.
We going to tell you what to do. As far as the science of government and the law, and what procedures you need to take one by one, step by step.
If you just going about what somebody told you, see, the thing that I rock with more, one of the main things I rock with the more science is you can research what's going on.
Absolutely.
You know, you can research, you can cross reference what's going on versus somebody you just going taking on somebody's word for it, which you don't pose to do. If you using critical thinking,
I believe.
Yeah, they love talking about belief.
I believe it. My opinion is
your opinions, your belief.
Shit.
You just stuck. You stuck off somebody's belief. Just mean you don't know.
You got to stick with the facts.
Belief just mean
you
don't
know.
So if you don't know, you need to get around Moors that do know.
At its best, it's an educated guess. That's when you say that. I believe. You say at my best, it's an educated guess.
We ain't going by no guesses.
We ain't guessing. We're going to give you straight facts.
You're not
black.
You know it.
You're not white.
You know it or you don't know it. It ain't no what I believe.
Right. You either
belief
know. It's for children.
It's not to know. It,
right.
It's for children.
You got what?
You got belief. Mm-hmm. You got faith. And you
fruition.
Got fruition. So most of the majority of our people is stuck in the belief degree or the faith degree. Because Pastor, Reverend, and them, Deacon, and them told them that's where they're going to be at. So in order to fix the current situation of our people, we got to grow up. We got to graduate out of belief systems.
Like we call it, some of our people call themselves minorities.
And if you look up a minority, that means a minor. That means the mind of an infant.
An infant mind.
So
yes.
Language, this shit right here, language, this is uncomfortable conversation.
Like I hear people say racist. They throw that word racist around and don't know what racist means.
Right. I was just about to say that because earlier you mentioned about language, the importance of language.
Yeah.
And our people, I remember at one point in time, our people was very comfortable with, and they still are, like Ebonics, and making up words, not understanding the energy that comes with that, where it places the content of the information. It just takes everything out of content, and we glorify. Mm-hmm. Glorified not being an understanding of language. So let's talk about the importance of language in relationship to nationality. Mm. Let's just talk about that.
Okay, language, I mean, we can go back to the so-called Bible thumpers, scripture quoters, mm-hmm. right? First, you know, you go to the scriptures, then you say first was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. So if we go on by just that and that alone, that means words are powerful.
Mm. That means
words are powerful.
Because a lot of people say it don't matter.
Yeah, and that's a part of the ignorance of, like, generations have been dumbed down.
Can I ask you a question, Tamara?
Absolutely.
What? Tell me the language black or green or purple.
Orange.
Orange. I never heard of those. The language African American. They don't exist.
You got to come back to language.
That's where the language buried. Our ancestors, that's why I go back. Our ancestors already had this blueprinted out. So why are we going to change it?
It ain't mm-hmm. no change even needed.
There ain't no change.
There's no change even needed. That's the whole demonstration.
You just got to learn how to read and comprehend and learn the alphabets.
Mm-hmm.
You got to learn the language.
Go to the basics.
Go to the root word. Go to the matrix of the word.
Right.
Every word has a root word.
Exactly.
Every word has an origin, etymology. That is the origin of all words and definitions.
So I got to bring mm-hmm. out, are you smarter than the fifth grader? Something wrong.
It ain't. We already know something wrong because the John D. Rockefeller school system already, saying, and designed. That shit is by design, G.
Our kids getting hit in every direction.
So
right, and you know
they're
going back. They're about to go back, and they're going to be at home. They're going to be at home with the online learning and things of that nature. But what are they really learning? You know, because when you look at a lot of the textbooks,
they learning everything. They learning everything to keep them in a state of perpetual enslavement. That's what they learning. Keep you in a state of perpetual enslavement where you don't know your own identity. You don't know that mind, body, and soul. Then you got, that's the five components. You got mind, body, and soul. And then you got nationality and you got creed. So if you don't even know what your own identification is, what you calling yourself conscious, you need to cut that shit out. Need to cut that shit out.
Cut it out.
Because you talking about some... Oh, I'm conscious. Nowadays, you got motherfuckers talking about, I'm woke.
Oh, we got a lot of woke celebrities like LeBron.
I'm woke.
We got a lot of woke celebrities.
But you look up the definition of that shit, and then you like, conscious means one that,
aware.
To know one's own identity. That's what consciousness means.
And then know your surroundings.
So if you don't know your own identity, how can you have consciousness of who you are?
Islam.
You don't know who you are.
Islam.
And see, that's cool if you don't know who you are, but then you got motherfuckers that's pretending because they're getting paid to sell our people out.
Al Sharpton.
Absolutely.
That's the
Jesse
whole problem.
Jesse Jackson.
That's the
whole
problem.
Yeah, I call them the gatekeepers.
Jay-Z.
All these cats. Because if you breaking back to the word nationality, right?
They not woke.
Nationality is the quality which arises from the fact of a person belonging to a nation or state. Nationality determines the political status of the individual, especially with reference to allegiance, while domicile determines his or her civil status. That's why nationality is so important. And then, whole time, if you asking somebody like Noble Drew Ali was so wrong. He was so raw. He said in the 1920s, when it came to the divine warning, he said out of his mouth, he said, if you doubt whether I, the prophet, and my principles are for the redemption of my people, go to those that know law.
Mm-hmm.
and ask them under an intelligent tone, and they'll be glad to render you a favorable reply, because they are glad to see me bring you out of darkness into the light. So if Noble Drew Ali gave out a disclaimer, yo, Tamara, he gave out a disclaimer. He gave a disclaimer out in a divine warning. Nobody goes to people that know law. People just run away from people that know law, like COVID-19 and shit. You running away from people that know the law. Like this shit is a virus or something, and you can't come close to me to get it. This the shit you need to come close to.
This is the cure.
This is the cure.
This the cure right here.
This ain't no symptom treater.
This is why I go so hard.
This is the cure.
I don't care if you like me.
So it's like,
don't get the truth.
If you talking about some cures, Noble Drew Ali dropped the cure down. That's why nobody. Okay, Tamara, why don't nobody talk about Noble Drew Ali, the prophet,
you know,
and Black history?
You know, that was one of my main questions. I was like, you know, throughout. You're growing, you know, as you're growing up, you hear about Martin Luther King, you hear about Malcolm X, you hear about Marcus Garvey, you hear about all the likes of that, Carter G. Woodson, you hear about all of them. And then when you start, when nationality starts unfolding onto you, you hear about this man named Noble Drew Ali. And he was like, and then you say, oh my God, I've never heard this name before. Like, why is it so? And that was my question. Why is his name so hidden from the lips of
exactly?
That was like my first question. Exactly. Like, why is he hidden? Mm-hmm. Why is he not?
Why y'all have him in there?
Because you know why?
Is,
it opens up Pandora's box.
Right. You're right. Yeah.
Facts.
Hey, it opened my eyes up so much to Tamara. I mean, like, it was like. Somebody, it was like, could smack me. I couldn't even go to sleep that night.
Mm-hmm. I've had those nights.
I'm like, man. So my question to you is, when you came into it, how many friends you lose?
Let me see. I would actually say, no.
How many friends you lose?
No, I would actually say I have friends that are open to listen from a distance, because this is my take on it. This is what I said I would do and I wouldn't do. I'm not going to beat something into someone, because when you're not ready to receive it, you're immediately, you know, we know. Throwing up those bricks and cinder bricks and wall in between one another. So one of the things that I said I would not do is force information. That even though it's the truth, it's right and exact, it's verifiable, it's right. Even in the home, I'm not going to try to beat this information into anyone. So what I do, I just continue to just drop the information, drop the knowledge. If I'm having a conversation, I no longer allow people to have connotative conversations with me. If they say something, I put the word in its proper content, in its proper denotation. I do not allow them to say, those are my kids. I said, those are your children. And I will keep saying that. I will make those very subtle corrections to where it's not overpowering and making them feel belittled. So I would just give them the information in a subtle way, such as this station.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I wanted, you know, people of all of different mind thoughts and understanding about nationality to be able to speak on it, not just always listen to people who've been out there for 20, 30, 40 years. No, I want the novice to be able to speak and say, this is what I'm learning. Right. This is what I'm understanding. So it doesn't feel like that an intimidation factor. So I haven't lost any friends, because I would honestly say the friends that I have are open to receive new information. And the one that's not, you know what, it's okay. You're not ready. Your alarm clock is still haven't went off yet. And I get it. I do. I understand because I'm telling you that education system, it is a beast. And when you realize, when you step outside of it and look back and look at it, you say, holy smoke, Batman. They got us up on a serious hypnosis of just being dumbed down. It's scary. It's scary. It's actually scary when you get to step out of it and look back at it. It's scary.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I asked you that question because I had a lot of Moors come on my page, and they was like, man, I done lost a lot of friends over this. I'm like, man, I said, you might lose some friends, man, but, hey, man, you just stay true to yourself, and, you know, you learn it yourself, you know, and just keep going on with it and be yourself. That's all.
Yeah, and I tell anybody, once you see the truth, you can't unsee the truth, bottom line. You can't unsee it. Right. You can't unlearn it. You know, you can't try to hide from it because once it has revealed onto you and activated into your cellular DNA, it's going to take over. It's going to do what it's supposed to do.
If y'all got questions, y'all can call in, man.
Yeah, so we have 18 minutes left. We have some callers on the line. Well, let's see if we got some callers want to ask some questions here. Let's take a call for a question.
If you got some questions,
we're gonna do our best to give you some assistance.
But how the people on live doing, man? See y'all out there. Y'all got some questions? Throw them on the live, man.
Throw them in the chat, man.
Whatever y'all want to talk about. Y'all got questions? Pop them on the live. We got the live right here on the phone. And we got the live right here.
Shoot
so
off.
Shoot your questions off, Joanna. Man.
Shoot off.
You know? What's y'all concerns? What y'all want to know?
We on here, man.
Yeah. Love for showing the love.
Peace and love, boys.
Peace and love, boys.
Knowledge is the way we're going to unify. You got people that want to know. You got people that don't want to know. Get with the ones that want to know, because they the ones that's going to link up and make the change strong.
True.
The ones that don't want to know.
How do we unify? Oh, man.
Knowledge. That's how you're going to unify.
Right there.
Keep feeding the people.